It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening. Helps to talk into the microphone. There you go.
We're off to a great start.
You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being lost in time. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by the returning Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, returning Pip Helix.
Hi.
And the returning Sensei Russ Ferdico.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming in, Russ.
Thank you, Sensei.
Joe will be joining us in studio tonight, eventually.
Yes.
So we don't have to deal with his crappy phone.
Oh, no, what happened?
Last week he broke down and did it on the cell phone, so it was a little better.
Oh, okay.
It was a little better last week, but it was hard to hear him. So Joe got talked over a lot, which is hard to do, because usually you can't talk over Joe.
Good luck.
But Joe will be here, thankfully, for the first time in several weeks. Looking forward to seeing Joe.
Yay.
On the show, hunting. We're going to talk about a new hunting law that the Trump administration is proposing. Relax, Russ.
I know.
Well, Russ is a hunter. We'll get his take.
I feel
the
digs already.
What?
I feel the digs coming already.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. School of Fools and the kids in England and America can't tell time, but the solution may shock
you. That's why they're always late for class.
Okay.
Okay.
Racist porn.
you actually put that on paper?
Yes.
Why wouldn't I?
Somebody put it on
film. We haven't done your bit in a while. We'll have to do your bit again, the political bit.
You have a political bit
that we developed. Pip Helix's curmudgeonly philosophy.
Yes.
Haven't done that in a while. It was a toss-up between that or Bitches Be Crazy, and we might make you do Bitches Be Crazy in a while.
Nice. Okay.
And we haven't done a great debates of absurdity. I got to think of a good topic for that.
I've
got a lot of things
recently.
We haven't done. And name that orgasm. Russ, have you played Name?
Yes, for the first time in 8 years. Remember last time I was on the show?
I don't.
Yes, I got the hot Brazilian chick right.
Oh, awesome. We're doing Name That Orgasm again. So, full show. Thank you guys for joining us. So, heavy conversation to start the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you were talking about something, how you had a Michael Corleone.
I call it a Michael Corleone moment, Davin. As you guys know, I stepped away from the karate school 3 years ago, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
It's been that long.
Kind of miss it.
I know, and it's really unfortunate in most respects. Not only do I miss it, I mean, once you're a sensei, it's who you are, but I went to a memorial service for a student of mine who passed away. Great kid.
Oh.
And, yeah, he died in an unfortunate car crash.
That was here in town.
Yes, right here locally here in Warwick.
I remember one of your black belts, young kid, 17?
Yes. 16. Excuse me. No, so 17. 17, driver. Yeah, he was doing driver's ed. And I actually became one of those people. I was so enraged, where you have a knee-jerk reaction. I started up calling politicians, screaming and cursing about having a light
at that
intersection.
Somebody wants to have an AM talk radio show.
I'm telling you. Really, no, I went Rush Limbaugh. I just had a total meltdown.
What were you screaming and
cursing
about?
It's a bad intersection been known to produce multiple accidents.
It's notoriously bad.
And it was one of those things. It was like, la, 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 okay, whatever. We'll get to it one day. And then I found that one of my kids died. Yeah. And
that was how many years ago? 2 years?
That's 2 years ago. That just set me off.
We went to the funeral. I remember with if this was 2 years ago, you were still teaching.
Yes. No. So it's been 3 years then.
It's been three years?
Yeah, if you can believe that.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm at the memorial service and the mother's there and I'm reconnecting with people I hadn't seen since I stepped away from the school.
Right.
one of my students comes up to me and was like, "Sensei, can you come back? This is a memorial service." I'm like, "What's on your mind, buddy?" He goes, I just want to put on the gloves and punch somebody in the face again."
And I'm
like,
I understand.
I got tears in my eye. I'm remembering a 17-year-old kid who lost his life.
Let me speak on Russ's behalf, because Russ is a relatively humble guy. Let me speak on Russ's behalf. The school is still good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah, it's
doing great.
Let me
speak to this, because my daughter still goes to school. It's a very traditional Taekwondo school now.
Which is good.
It's good. It's good. A lot of people are happy with that. When Russ was a sensei, it was not a traditional school. They were learning karate, taekwondo, mixed martial arts, boxing, grappling, self defense. Like it was, and you know what? Like for us, what was really important, why I chose Russ, other than the fact I knew he was going to be a sponsor for years on end.
Am I due, by the way? Is that why I'm here?
No, I'm
just here to hang out. All right.
No, I asked you to come in a couple weeks ago. So anyway,
I know, man.
Listen,
so,
we're gonna have a tough time shaking you down for the check, though, because the two of us can't take it.
But what's good when you have little ones and it's a younger school. The members are younger. There was actually more older people when Russ was teaching.
Teen adult kids. I had little dragons. I had everybody.
Well, I mean, it goes even younger than little dragons, but it's younger. It's a younger school now, but there was a lot of life lessons that Russ would instill in the kids.
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah, that's part of it.
It's no longer part of it.
All right.
Which, you know, I'm not, you know, like I said, the two different teachers. But, yeah, I could understand why people who were there under Russ and are there now feel like they're missing some things. My daughter got
at a memorial service.
But
that wasn't even a Michael Corleone moment. I'll get to that in a minute.
As you said, you're reconnecting with people. They don't see you. What would I see you? Maybe once, twice a year if we didn't do the radio show.
Really, I spend more if I'm not in New York City. I'm with my kids.
Right. So maybe you would invite me over once a year. I would invite you over once a year. Yeah. So maybe we would see.
Yeah, it'd be like a barbecue.
Twice a year during the summer.
That's how it is now too with a lot of the parents I'm still in touch with. A lot of my black belt parents as well. During the summer, it'll be a barbecue or, hey, let's go grab a drink together.
So you can't fool this kid.
No, not
who
at
doesn't
all.
See you.
I'm mourning the loss of the student. I hear I want to punch somebody in the face again. I'm like, okay. So anyway,
you didn't really allow punching in the face though.
Yeah, I did. Teen adult in my teen classes.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
See that.
Oh, yeah. They put on the head cages.
I remember the head cages.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Once you're in junior high school, you're allowed to get hit. So
my daughter be getting hit now. How lovely.
Nothing wrong with that. It can happen, you know. There's people, and I don't mean this in a condescending way. I know people who've gotten their black belt, and they've never had their butt whooped. They've never been punched. They've never had a full contact.
My
How's that possible?
My daughter.
I disagree with it personally. I think if you're a black belt, at least even in the ring, you should at least got roughed up a couple times.
Easy.
Know what it feels
you went
like?
Easy on the kids. I mean,
the kids. But you know,
well, she's a black belt. She's going for her second Don.
My teen adult class.
Don.
Don. Just pronounced Don.
All right.
But you
if
never
it's
saw.
A dog, I need to have another intervention.
Yes, you do.
You never saw my teen adult class because Sky was a youngster.
Yes.
I've had bloody noses, ice packs,
and the kids look pretty rough too.
Yeah. Well, you toughen them up, and it was.
You're talking about the moms, right?
It was.
Now.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, see, my daughter doesn't like sparring.
I would have changed that.
She will not go to the sparring because she doesn't like to wear the gear.
I had a kid walk up to me one time. It was funny. I'm still friends with the family, actually. The parents were over my house recently. Come up to me with his chin in his chest. Sensei, I don't want to spar tonight. He came from the regular family class to the teen adult class. He moved up. I was like, why? He's like, I've never been hit. He's like, all right, go put on the headgear. Come here. So he walked over. I punched him right in the side of the jaw. It's like, hard part's over. And he did great. He did absolutely great. He wound up taking boxing classes at college. He got over that fear. And that kid who came to me with his chin in his chest wound up boxing when he was away at college.
Wow.
Go figure.
Sometimes
I am Florida kid. I mean, great. You know, there was a size difference. I'm a 200-plus pound guy.
Yeah,
but I gave him a nice little jab right in the side of his jaw. And I was like, hey. Hard part's over.
I don't see that type of contact going on. And my daughter goes to the
most dojos don't. And here's what. It was funny because the current owner and I had this conversation. She was like, why is my insurance bill so cheaper than yours? I told her, I'm like, I had to be insured for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where most places now, they just check the Taekwondo box and your insurance is like $100, $200 a month. I had Taekwondo boxing grad. Like Devin said, I had to go right down the list. And my insurance broker was like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching,
yeah,
cha-ching,
sure.
cha-ching, cha-ching.
You were smart.
I was covered for everything.
You were smart.
Because that's what I was teaching. So I had to be responsible like that. So here we are 3 years later. My sons are in Cub Scouts. Having fun.
Are they
and,
still allowed to be Cub Scouts? Is that name
they're right? Still, well, now it's going to be Scouts. They're going to allow female Scouts.
Story
and,
we didn't cover, but it's interesting.
Yeah, yes. People are going back and forth on it. I'm like, whatever.
I think, you know what? I
at the Cub Scout level.
You can have separate Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. I don't think everything
well,
has
here's
to be
the problem.
Integrated.
Here's the problem mm-hmm. with that. And I'm being devil's advocate here.
Right. Somebody should be.
My daughter, Amanda. Okay. Typical.
She's the problem?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No,
she's actually
problem.
What the. She is a very mainstream kind of girl.
Okay.
She wears mascara. She does her hair. She does arts and crafts. Hated Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, this summer she's enrolled in an archery program. 3 weeks ago she was out turkey hunting with me.
Mm-hmm.
She owns her own quad.
Right.
Exactly. She's just that kind of girl.
So,
and again, she's not, you know, tomboyish
but,
or
but then
whatever.
The
but
the issue is that she shouldn't be in Boy Scouts. The issue is Girl Scouts.
Correct. The Girl Scout program, other than
horizon.
The cookies, suck.
Yeah.
So that's the problem.
Yeah, so it's not that Amanda needs
and
to
and I'm
be
saying
Boy
that
Scouts,
only because
right.
my wife was an assistant Girl Scout leader, and I heard some of the stuff they do. And yeah, it's a man's perspective, but I'm like, God, that's so boring. And Amanda would say, Daddy, it's so boring. I hate going there.
Okay, well, that's not. We need to.
She has. She has.
Girl Scouts.
She has more fun now. We're doing a camp out, Cub Scout camp out. She's more stoked about going in the woods and lighting fires and cooking hot dogs on sticks and doing nature walks and learning how to tie knots and stuff like that than she was when she was participating in Girl Scouts.
But that,
I get that.
Again,
so I get it.
It's not we need to let girls into Boy Scouts. That means girls.
The Girl Scouts
to
need to do more
horizon.
Than sell cookies and make macaroni pictures.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the problem for, again, I'm one person.
Boy Scouts and Girl
that
Scouts
was my
need
problem.
To broaden out their vision. Boy Scouts need to be more Cubs, accepting Cub of
Scouts.
Homosexual boys.
Mm-hmm.
And Girl Scouts need to be more accepting of girls that want to take on more of a dominant role.
Not just dominant role, have more fun out in the woods.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we do our fundraisers too. We raise money for pancake breakfast and we sell candy bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it was the activities that... My 12-year-old, well, at the time, she was much younger. She just wasn't digging it. This is a girl who, after school, likes jumping on her quad, putting on her helmet,
mm-hmm.
and baja in the woods for a little while before she does homework.
Yeah.
And she's been to a gun range mm-hmm. with me, and she's just that kind of girl. And like I said, she's girly, too. She does Instagram with her friends and wears mascara. She knows I hate that.
I don't know if Instagram
you know?
Makes her girly. She, I just thinks of a certain age.
The live talks with all the girls. It's
that doesn't
just,
make her a girl. That
weird.
Makes her of a certain age.
Yeah,
I guess. But again, she's developing normally, but she likes outdoorsy things.
But
that
I don't think that makes her extraordinary.
I'm not stereotyping Girl Scouts, but just the programs I've been exposed to.
Like, what
they don't
sort of
do those cool
doing?
Outdoorsy things that the Boy Scouts do.
But again,
what were they doing?
Again, that's different than
the Girl Scouts.
Like I said, arts and crafts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making macaroni pictures, selling
right, again,
candy bars,
again,
stuff like that.
That
it was like
that shouldn't lead to.
And it's funny because one of
the
biggest
the class,
organizations the in the world that champion strong women,
yeah,
a woman being powerful,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
In the kitchen.
You know,
kind
of. Wow, Dev, I can't say
powerful.
I just
with,
did,
but
I love a woman who's powerful in the kitchen, powerful in the bedroom, powerful in the kitchen, and my daughter's keys powerful in the dojo. I'm a happy kid. Well, wait
and,
a minute.
And that,
I don't want to be powerful in the bedroom. All right, I got a two out of
wait,
three.
You
got to pick what you want.
You want to think that whole conversation through again.
But yeah,
you know
well,
saying?
My mouth.
Well,
hey, if it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for me. Yeah. I just say what's on my mind. I'm real.
I mean, I know Amanda was, she didn't want to do her sewing merit badge. But yet, you know what? my son's Cub Scout troop is having a fishing derby. She's going to be there.
But
that's
what,
the kind, you know.
But what I would say to you,
it's for, you know, it's for girls like that. Now, with Cub Scouts, I have no problem with, okay, kind of like Catholic school, where you get, you know, both sexes are together up until a certain age.
Right.
Boy Scouts, I think that might be a flash in the pan. Because 14-year-old of opposite sexes on a camping trip, that's going to be a challenge to manage.
Yeah.
And as a parent, I have two boys, two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I think at the Boy Scout level, that puberty you know, you're really into adolescence. That's something they're going to have to scratch their heads at.
The out in the woods. Intense.
Exactly. In
oh
the
boy.
Woods. Intense. Yeah.
But there's
yeah.
the other end of that where so. Kids are very awkward at that age, and they might not feel comfortable with the opposite sex, and they
yes.
can't be themselves. And if you're forcing the opposite
saying.
Sex to
yes.
be there,
yes. And
it
that was the
yes.
only benefit for me going to an all-boys high school when I was younger, because if you didn't brush your teeth or comb your hair or forget to put on deodorant that morning, it didn't matter.
Right.
I didn't shower for 4 years. There were no girls in the school.
One of the benefits for having an organization that's just for the girls is because the girls are used to competing with the boys in the schools. And, you know, studies are still showing that the boys get more favorable treatment in certain ways by the teachers, you know, more preferential treatment. You know, maybe they're louder, so they get heard more. So it's like having that peer group of girls to be able to broaden their horizons, be able to talk
yes.
through what they think with that group is really beneficial.
The good news with scouts is, I mean, do your best is the motto. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of competing with yourself.
Be best.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, that's the first lady. Be best.
That's funny.
That's her motto.
I know. I heard about it.
So
anyway.
Articles
yeah. so
need not apply.
In scouts, you're actually competing with yourself. So at the Cub Scout level, I see no harm, no foul. I think it's more of an indictment on the program the Girl Scouts have these days.
I agree.
As far as the Boy Scout level, again, you're talking about, and I worked with kids for 20 years. Mm-hmm. It might be a flash in the pan. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying it might be a flash in the pan because, and you get, hey, I was a bouncer in college. You get 3 good-looking girls and 50 guys in a bar, there's going to be a fight.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The antlers come out,
yep.
and yeah,
yeah
the buck starts sparring.
Yeah,
so it's
easy.
True.
So. The solution is, why can't the...
It's true. I'm not downing. I'm just saying, there's things the Boy Scouts are really going to have to...
Why can't the Boy Scouts
for.
Have sewing, and why can't the Girl Scouts go fishing?
Well, right, saying, right. The people who are in Boy Scouts don't want to sew.
That's not true.
But there are Girl Scouts
are
who want to camp,
wanna
who
yeah.
want to light fires, who want to throw a steak on a coals and eat it, who want to do fishing derbies.
No, but there are boys that want to sew. A lot of men are fashion designers. Both organizations have to broaden what they think a boy and a girl should be.
Okay, then offer a right. sewing merit badge, and maybe 1 out of every 1,000 Boy Scouts will do it. Great.
No, I don't. I think it's more than that. First of all, sewing something everybody can use. I don't know how to sew.
It's a life skill.
It is. But you know what? When you're on a business trip and you get a hole in something, instead of buying something new, if you have a little sewing kit, you can fix it. It's a life skill. I took it in home ec.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's a life skill. It fits right along the thing, but be prepared.
Right. I think there was a great idea when they decided when we were coming up that you had to have not just the boys take industrial arts and the girls take home ec, but we had a swap.
Yeah, we swapped
we took
too.
Both.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with
that. Because you're learning skills that everybody has to master.
Hey, listen, I was the man in college. I knew how to cook.
Yeah.
I had a new girlfriend every Thursday. It was great. What, you know how to cook? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking about like Hormel chili or, you know,
Dempsey
Moore beef stew.
Why every Thursday? Did you only have 7
college
meals to get
night.
Cook and they were done?
College night. You have something to eat, you have some dinner, and then you go hit the club.
Yeah.
It's amazing what whores college girls are for some
time.
They cook pasta and ragu.
There you go, man. And a little homemade pie, a little monogato, some lasagna, you're in.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You are in. He's got his macaroni in.
There you go.
Such a filling meal before that.
No, you got to carb up
Depends
before you drink.
Chef.
Carb up?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you need
Damn.
To yeah, you got to carb up before you drink.
So what was your Michael Corleone moment?
So anyway, my kids are in Cub Scouts. I'm trying to be an active good dad, which was the number one reason why I walked away from the school. My kids were getting older. They needed dad around.
Yeah.
So I get approached. How would you like to be den leader for the Weeblos 2 Hour of Light den next year? I'm thinking to myself, like that Michael Corley when he goes, every time I want out, they pull me back in! That's what went through my mind. And I almost laughed. I said yes, of course. I was honored by it. But then, fast forward, I'm at a meeting.
Right.
And Davin's going to love this.
Good.
I got 40 kids in front of me.
Okay.
Not just my den, all of them. And I'm showing them the proper way to line up. How many times have you seen me do that? About 3 trillion? I'm yelling. My voice is echoing in the cafeteria. Total sensei mode.
Yeah.
Mom's mouths are wide open catching flies. Fathers are looking at me like, damn, I got to do that at home. But yeah, I had these kids lining up correctly. Remember what the fingertip space is
yeah,
and the
but
guy
you don't
front.
Have to yell. The kids, so, the kids usually listen.
No, not yell loud, projecting voice. Not yelling at them.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
you,
that
had such
loud,
a command, you had such a commanding presence.
Exactly. Well, that's what my wife said. It's funny you say that. I have a very loud voice. I know how to project my voice.
You're also much bigger than them.
Yeah, I haven't.
And you look a little menacing.
Well, I'm the shorter. I'm the shorter guy by about a head.
Yeah, but you have a big presence. You look look like
so
you probably
these
done
kids,
some time.
Even the scoutmasters. I had not done time.
I said you look like you.
It was a speeding ticket. That's all it was. Anyway.
But you can see it. You can see him.
I'm no stranger. All right. So no stranger to a bar fight. But whatever. So here I am again. I'm like, holy flashbacks.
Yeah.
And I got in the car that night, and Susan was like, my wife said, you did really good. I'm like, I felt like I was back in front of the mat again.
Yeah.
I was like, I really miss it.
Yeah.
I was like, I really, really miss it. I was like, here I am 3 years later, just trying to be a dad, and I wind up teaching kids how to line up, and I'm going to be working with kids all next year.
Well...
And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
If you decide to open up a new dojo, we will be number
divorced.
One.
I'll be divorced.
Well, you know what?
Leave my wife home alone with three kids four nights a week.
True.
Yeah, I'll work.
I'll tell you what.
Be
you're
divorced.
Yeah, exactly. Your wife.
My lawyer will have a new
your
Porsche.
Wife and your girls. Your wife and your girls were not hunters until you rolled along.
Yeah,
so
sure.
they might wind up taking martial arts.
No,
you don't know that. They might. You might get to spend more
you're
time
not,
with
you're
them.
Not the only pair. I get put every time I run into something. Open up a school. When my boys get older, a lot. It's bad. It's like ShopRite, post office, things like
that. Yeah, but it's got to be very flattering.
It's flat. It feels great, but it's like I don't like saying no to people, especially people I care about. And once you're one of my black belts, it's like family. You know,
I mean, there was a time when you were always there, where the school was running on all levels.
Yes,
and then there was a time that wasn't. I mean, if you can't get back to that place, then there's no.
That's
part.
The problem. There's no sense in me doing it right now because we're four kids all growing up. You know, again, I've been married. Believe it or not, next week will be 2 years for Susan and I.
Oh, happy my anniversary! Goodness.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I'm still a newlywed. It would be irresponsible of me.
Creepy,
yeah, I'm still having.
Such a less.
Hey, yes, I'm having sex regularly. But
I'm happy for him.
At least for another 5 years. But anyway, unless I could do it at that level again, I would just be hurting people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no.
But yeah, that was my Michael Corleone moment. Here I am, 3 years post-dojo, teaching kids how to line up in a cafeteria with my loud voice bouncing off the wall. When everybody looking at me like, oh my God, is this guy going to help me or kill me?
I've thought that every time I've seen you.
We've talked to my daughter about stopping. She's got a lot of extracurricular activities, but it's the only exercise she really gets. But
it is good exercise.
It's good, really, but you know, it's not the same. Like I said, it's a fine school.
Mm.
But
there
were certain intangibles. There were certain funness that's not there. Like, but no, I mean, if you want to spar competitively, this is the school for you.
Yeah.
Like, because she's very good at sparring, focuses on it, and, you know. And,
good.
But, you know, if there's other things, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Russ brings a certain je ne sais quoi to everything
he does.
He does.
He's a good teacher. Well,
it's a combination.
Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not.
Well.
I've seen him do his political thing.
We are not talking about those
things. That's
not
political thing. That's smacking around corrupt politicians.
Whatever the case may be.
No mercy, Cobra
whatever
Kai,
Whatever that
baby.
May be. In the dojo.
Cobra Kai, no mercy.
And whatever the case may be. In the dojo, his certain je ne sais quoi is appreciated.
Yes.
And at other places, not so much.
That, smacking around corrupt politicians, hey, I love it.
Well, you know, when you were saying before that you were calling up people like a lunatic because, you know, one of your kids was killed at that intersection, you notice that a lot of people get their passion to start a movement or start some kind of, you know, good works.
Hey, the light's up. They put the traffic light up. I'm not saying I'm the reason why, but
it is.
I was screaming the loudest.
Yep. Yeah, but now when you do that on if you do that on a larger scale, and you actually start making headway, then you get attacked.
From
the far left or the far right, people with agenda. Oh, you're a partisan hack. You're an active. But like if you try, like the Parkland kids. I mean, for some of them, I think they're a little much. That's fine. Either way.
I want to know how a bunch of kids got, I'd say, $3 million worth of stage equipment for a rally. Come on, Devin. That was totally stage partisan.
Well, no, I'm
nonsense.
Sure. No, I'm people.
That was
partisan
driven nonsense.
But people saying that they were actors.
But you can't.
No, that's a little more. You're going to get knuckleheads crazy like that. But let's not pretend that wasn't a partisan, agenda-driven event. These weren't students taken to the street.
Yeah, but on the one hand, you bitch that kids don't get involved today. Right. And on the other hand, when
they're
involved
and herded. Listen, if kids just got mad and, you know, the signs were made themselves, but, you know, like I said, when there's 100-foot-high flat screens and it looks like a campaign rally, high school students did not pay for that.
Of course there was money.
They were sponsored. It was scripted. It came across as very scripted and disingenuous. I'm sorry.
That's no, I think it's just a message you don't like.
No, I saw it as disingenuous.
Well, then was the Tea Party disingenuous?
Really?
Because it was the same type of thing. It was a grassroots thing that eventually got a lot of money behind it, which is why we have
a
lot of
money. Once the big money started behind it. But this money came in 24 hours. They had flat-screen TVs down in Washington, D.C.
Because people have been looking for a place to funnel the money to.
It was scripted. It came across as very scripted.
I don't think it's any more scripted than
they took a bunch of grieving children and paraded them in front of a country.
They didn't take the grieving children.
They took a bunch of grieving children and they paraded them in front of TV cameras.
No, those kids want to be there.
And
they
the
did
people
want
who,
to be there.
I know they did.
So they're not being paraded. They're not being paraded.
Okay.
They're not being
and
paraded. It's not
it
Noah's
was,
Ark where
it was,
they're being
it
led.
Was, it was also missold at the local level where my children thought they were attending an anti-bullying rally. They didn't know
that I can't speak
they
to.
They didn't know the cameras outside were pitching it as a gun control rally.
Well,
no, the whole
thing
came across as very, very scripted and distasteful.
Well, that's a different
it
thing.
Really did.
They, you know,
17
I don't know what they
kids
were doing
died, and, you know, you don't make, you know, like I said, the big, you know, it's not an Ariana Grande concert.
Yeah, but you know what? But yeah, I get the kids, because you know what? Let's be honest. Our generation, we failed them. When we went to school, and I've said it before, when we went to school, we didn't worry about somebody going in with a gun and killing us all.
I remember Columbine. I was just out of college.
I understand that. But when we went to grade school, when we went to, we had a lot of things to worry about.
So what's changed?
What?
What's changed?
Kids are. You're hearing it from the kids, and it's not just in left wing states. You're hearing it all. They're afraid now. They ask what this.
Of course, they're afraid. Their schools are unprotected.
Because we're not protecting them. Whatever the solution is, we're failing. And I think the solution is some stuff from the left and some stuff from the right. I think both have some good ideas.
Well, that's the way the government was supposed to work.
I understand that.
But now, I mean, ban guns. Well, it's been proven in the Middle East and Europe that doesn't work.
That's exactly. A talking point. I don't know anybody.
But that's no. I've heard it. I've heard it on CNN. I've heard it on MSNBC. I follow the different news media. I've read the New York Times.
I don't know anybody who says ban guns.
All our gun bans have been put out there as an absolute solution.
I think that's a far left thing, and then the far right.
Or the one that really pisses me off the most. Ban one type of gun.
Yeah,
wow, yeah, that's just brilliant. Let's ban one type of gun.
The point of the matter is, you don't have to do. You have to make more responsible laws. That's what you have to do.
We have laws right now that aren't being enforced.
Well, there's that.
Yes.
There's that, but the argument is a criminal will get a gun anyway. And my argument to that is, well, nobody's a criminal until they commit a crime. This kid who walked into the Santa Fe in Texas
walked right in.
Was not a criminal.
Not with an AR-15 with a shotgun.
But that's not the point. Stop getting hung up on the gun. I don't get hung up on the gun.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't get hung up on the gun, so don't you get hung up on the gun.
A lot of people are, though. A lot of people from the left are hung up on banning one type of gun.
But that's those people. I'm not that person. You think I'm left? I'm not that person.
No, I'm just saying in general, what we're being bombarded with, you know, the AR-15's bad and evil and scary.
You know what, though? That's also an easy talking point for both sides.
That was a shotgun. Yeah.
It's easy for the left to say because people can recognize it, and it's easy for the right to say, look how wrong this is. But don't bring that shit to me because it's not my talking point.
It doesn't work at all. It's not going to work at all.
Listen, like we've had the conversation with a police officer on the show who had sensible solutions, which I told you before the show, which was not ban a certain type of gun. There are sensible solutions.
But are you seeing this in the mainstream media? What's being pumped into people's skulls?
I'm the alternative media, motherfucker.
I know. Good. Thank goodness for that.
I understand. But
I'm talking what 100 million Americans are watching tonight on both sides.
But then don't come
the
here.
Trash being pumped into their brains.
I'm here with talking points that you think I have. Because I don't
No,
have
not
it.
That you have. I'm saying not you, not Davin Rose. Rosenblatt. I'm saying what's being pumped out there in general, the trash that's being dumped into people's brains. It's just
stuff that
untrue.
On both sides.
Absolutely.
Right. On both sides.
That's why absolutely.
But most people are too lazy to do a little research.
Oh, right? No, you want people to think?
I do.
How dare you?
I know.
It's easy to sit there with a remote on your lap and Cheeto crumbs on your chest and scream at your friggin' television.
We are dumb motherfuckers.
We are.
You know, when people go, I like elite. That means if elite has education, I want to be elite. And you know what? I like people that are smarter than me because if I listen, I learn shit.
Yes.
I like those people.
I believe in one of my favorite George Carlin quotes, and there's several. He said, if you think about how dumb the average person is, you got to remember 49% are dumber than that.
That's right.
Yeah. That's scary stuff. Yeah. And these people are watching television and they're listening.
Oh, and absorbed.
That's
and
the problem.
Just taking everything well, in
they're rooting for their team.
Not questioning. Yeah. They're
for team. Their... How about Team America?
I know.
When how about the team, team, though? Party, for some people, is now more important than team. And we're seeing a lot in our government now, mm-hmm. which is something we never saw.
It's ridiculous. It's getting worse, dangerously worse.
It is. Because
the last time we did this, a lot of Americans died. It's called the Civil War.
No, mm-hmm. it's true. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that.
No.
But you
even see signs now. I saw this one sign, and this isn't indicative of everybody. But like something like, liberals, you better get your guns before the Civil War starts. Shit like that, like threatening stuff.
People get scared.
No, but that's a threat.
Yeah.
That's a threat. Yeah.
That's a threat, like, well, Civil War is going to start, and we're going to shoot you. That's a threat.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It is ironic that, like, 80% of the people... who are calling for gun bans aren't armed. That's not going to work.
I don't know who's calling for these gun bans.
Give us your guns. No.
I don't.
Okay.
Listen.
That's pretty much how it's going to go down.
You can't have a gun ban unless you're going to have a constitutional convention and get rid of the Second Amendment.
Have a bunch of hipsters in backpack knock on your door unarmed. I want your gun. No, can't give it to you.
All
right, goodbye.
That's such an NRA bullshit character that they did under Obama and they said under Hillary that they're going to come and take your guns. That's what they did.
I love liberals sell more guns.
Exactly.
Because
of the bullshit you're spewing.
I'm just saying what's out there. I'm not saying
I
agree.
No, but be better than that.
I'm just saying what's out there.
But
and it's out
that.
There. It
but
is
I'm
out there. It really
there.
Is.
If you're a zombie and you just go by what's out there on either side,
oh, you're a nut. Yeah, you shouldn't even vote. Don't even vote.
Don't
even vote.
I don't care.
But yeah, if you're that dumb, don't even vote. I'm just saying what's out there.
But I don't want you repeating it and putting it on like I would say it or something.
No, not you. No, not you. That's just nonsense. That's partisan nonsense.
Yes, I'm
yes.
saying don't bring it here.
Yeah.
I have no stomach for it on either side.
No.
So that's
no,
what I'm saying.
Silly.
Don't bring that shit. There are nuanced answers. And like I said, there are answers from both the left and the right where you could actually do some common sense gun reform. You just have to want to do it.
Yeah. I mean,
actually, you have to have the common sense to do it.
You have, and you have to not worry about the money behind
and
it.
And there's not only money behind it. There's, you got to remember, everybody's so charged up right now.
Well, I think so. I think the kids are getting gunned down.
Congress is a stalemate. People are afraid to go back to their districts with any kind of compromise. They seem weak.
Well, because
Yes.
what's going
and that's
on.
That's something that this president believes. That's why
let's get rid of partisan talking points here. We know the trash that's being dumped out there. But the truth is, these people, the congressmen and senators, have to go back to their district and see a commercial put out by somebody who wants their seat. So-and-so made a compromise on gun legislation to make gun laws stronger. Or weaker. It works
right,
both ways.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So
you're
now,
gonna get primary
any,
from the right end.
Correct.
Left.
So any kind of common sense solution, for example, changing HIPAA laws, okay? Mm-hmm. You want a gun, you got to have a safe, things like that. Okay?
Being held responsible if your kid kills other people with your guns.
Held responsible for securing your weapons. I mean, it's been said to, we just discussed that before the show, there's always a gun lying around. No, there should never be a gun lying around.
Agreed.
Okay?
Agreed.
So it's things like that. That's just common sense stuff. It's when I
but
turn
it's not
on,
common sense anymore.
But I know you want to stay away from the mainstream talking points, and I appreciate that, but they're out there, and it's being the trash is being pumped into mindless people who are sitting there going, that's right.
Yeah, but
on both sides. And it's terrible.
But that's what we're saying. If you sit there and yell black and I sit here and yell white, we're never going to get gray. We're just going
to
both
the country's meant to be gray. Here's where the right
is
making a big political mistake. The millennials are going to be one of the largest voting blocks.
Yeah.
That's coming. The millennials increasingly are going to the left, and even the Republican millennials want gun control. So unless the right...
Well, the millennials are going to the left only because they can't pay off their student loans, not because of gun legislation.
Don't besmirch them. you're not listening. You're becoming part of the problem. What I'm saying is what the political problem for the right is, because they're playing to their older base and the lobbyists, they're going to want... Things are going to go way left, and you're going to wind up having way less gun rights at some point than you probably should have, and than you would have if you did like a sensible compromise in this period of time. That's what's coming, because just the demographics of it. Because like I said, even Republicans want more, young Republicans want more moderate gun laws, but the Republicans politically in charge now are not giving it to them. So you're gonna lose rights that I would say you shouldn't even lose.
You have to define what gun laws, though.
But what I'm saying is they won't even have the conversation now. You can't do anything now.
Because we're back to the mainstream. They're pumping so much trash into people's minds.
I'm talking about the politicians.
People are scared. The politicians have to go back and
they were supposed to be
tell a bunch of scared, stupid people, can you vote for me, please? That's the problem.
But there was a time where politicians were leaders, where you made tough choices.
We used to be a republic, yes.
We're not that. Yeah. But what I'm
we used to be a republic.
What I'm telling
we
you,
couldn't
though,
keep the republic.
What I'm telling
we
you
failed,
is
yes.
It is not far-fetched that if the right does not come around a little bit more to the middle. Where
in
most
what
of our,
respect? What do you want to see them do?
What do I want to see? Universal background checks.
We have those.
No, we don't.
That's a misconception, by the way.
No, we don't have federal universal
you,
background
you checks. You cannot buy a gun in any state, even at a gun show, which I was at, actually, a few months ago, and people got pissed off. I'll explain to you why.
Why did they get pissed off when you were at a gun show?
Not me. Listen down, dude.
It's the gun show.
Gun show.
Yeah.
The background.
Put those away.
Russ was flexing. You were pissed.
Damn it.
You're so scary.
Put a real shirt on. Stop it.
I was in
the
a suit.
Children.
Thank you.
I'm kidding.
So he's going for his mafiosa.
Yeah.
What can you put in a suitcase?
Violin case. Violin case. Get it right.
Sorry, I'm not Italian.
Damn it.
Racist. I'm a Jew.
Suitcase. Racist.
How's that racist?
No, you're a valise. I'm a violin case.
But what now?
Valise. The handbag, no? No, the plaid handbags, no. Very traditional.
Plaid handbags?
I don't know. Anyway.
You're talking about thermoses? What are you doing?
Lord, is he
it's a violin case.
Lost. Okay.
That we
you're being culturally insensitive.
Yes.
You really are. Anyway,
yes, we are.
So I was there looking for the proper gun, you know, a proper violin case for my gun. And
leave the gun, take the matzah.
And again, this isn't what most of my and again, a lot of my friends are Democrat. I went to New Paltz College. I grew up in the Bronx. The majority of my friends are Democrats. We just don't talk about guns and money.
Smart.
I know. Everything else we pretty much agree on. Anywho, I'm at the gun show. Okay, it was a NRA banquet.
Was that Middletown?
Yeah, it was an NRA banquet. And people got pissed because the background check machine went down.
Oh,
man. So if you want a gun that night, the next day or whenever, you had to go to the local gun shop and do the background check there and pick up your weapon.
Oh, I see.
So just so you know, David, you said you want to keep partisan bullshit off your show, and that's awesome. There is no background check loophole. You cannot, in the United States of America, buy a gun without showing ID and having your SOCH and your driver's license number in any state will run through a system. And either it bounces back immediately and says, good.
Pip, Google it for Florida.
Either
Google Texas.
Yes.
Google Texas for me.
Now, either it comes up immediate, boom, you got it, or it gets flagged and you have there's a three-day waiting period.
Google gun laws in
Texas. Cannot buy a gun in the United States without having your name, your SOCH, run through a computer.
Well, we'll see what
you need ID. Any state in the nation. You just can't walk in with a bottle of beer in your hand, you know, hiccuping, saying, I want that there AR-15.
Pip will find it for
find
us.
It.
We'll get back to it.
Snopes that motherfucker.
We'll find it.
Yes.
No, she will tell us the gun laws because New York is a very strict state.
Yes.
Texas, not so much.
Texas is a little lax, but you cannot buy a firearm in the United States of America.
Well, Pip's going to
by just walking into a Walmart, grabbing a six-pack of Schlitz, and a shotgun. It doesn't work like that.
Schlitz now.
I'm just giving a stereotypical example.
Schlitz is not stereotypical.
It's
garbage beer, man.
Right, but nobody sells it. I don't even think they make Schlitz.
No?
I have an old Schlitz t-shirt. Really
that's what
cool.
The rednecks used to drink. I can say that. I'm rednecky. Milwaukee's best. No, Schlitz. Pabst Blue Ribbon, too. Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Bush was terrible. Anyway.
Bush gave me Harper.
The beer.
Well, that's too arguably.
I was talking about the beer. But
you had a one-termer who raised taxes and a moron who started a war. But that's all, anyway.
Hey, don't worry, we got a moron who might start a war now, too. I'm not talking about North Korea.
Listen, Kim Jong-un might be as crazy as Donald Trump. We got to be careful.
The crazy man is a bad haircut. That's what I always say.
He's had that haircut since the 80s, back when the Democrats loved him.
Well, that was the Democrats. That's the Democrats. Listen, no, you're absolutely right. They used to kiss his ass.
Dude, I'm not a very poor. When it comes to guns and finances, yes, I'm conservative. Everything else, I'm in the middle. But there are talking points coming out of the left and the media
and the
about guns
and the right
that are just ridiculous.
Well, Pip's going to do research, and we're going to call you on that.
Please call me on that. You cannot buy a gun in the United States of America unless you give your name, address, and soch.
And those can't be fake. Nobody ever bought beer with fake shit like that.
Really?
You can fake that shit.
Okay, so we should have voting IDs too, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's an interesting thing.
It's our most precious right: voting, freedom of speech, and gun ownership.
I don't know if gun ownership is
let me tell you something.
It's a right. I don't know if it's
without the Second Amendment, the First Amendment's always always in jeopardy.
No, I never relied on the militia to let me speak. Trust me.
No, it's you don't want to see an America with a Second Amendment. That's why we don't get attacked.
No, that's not why we don't get attacked.
Who was it? Tojo? Emperor Tojo was afraid of...
Emperor Tojo didn't have nuclear weapons.
General Tojo, rather. Not nuclear weapons.
That's why we don't get attacked.
He said there would be a gun behind every blade of grass. He knew it.
No, we don't get attacked. First of all, we have really good neighbors.
And you know what bothers
me,
too?
Canada and Mexico are really
good
neighbors.
The people who scream most about police brutality. It is a problem. I get
that. Are the people who getting their asses kicked?
Are the same people who only want cops to have guns? Answer me that. I see it on the media. The left-wing media is always saying, police brutality, police brutality, police are bad, this, you know, Black Lives Matter, the blue line is corrupt, and then these are the same people who want to make it so only cops have guns in our country. Explain that to me.
I have not. First of all, I don't hear the left-wing media going on and on about how cops are bad.
Really?
No, there are certain people that
you got to switch. I switch channels. I go between MSNBC, CNN, and Fox.
Yeah, so do I.
Shaking my head the whole time.
I don't see people. I don't.
I have seen people. We have to demilitarize the police. What was one?
Well, that's a different thing.
Okay, and then on the same
that's not cops are bad, and there's and reason behind it.
Police brutality is rampant in cities of Chicago. Black men are getting killed all the time. It is unfortunate, by the way.
It's happening quite a bit,
but it is. Then why would you want to live in a country where only the police can carry guns? Think about it. It doesn't make sense. The same people screaming, take away guns, ban guns. I have liberal friends of mine.
Do you hear people saying take away all the guns?
I do. I do.
I have heard people say
I do.
That,
I have Democrat friends who want no guns in the United States.
Well, I don't know. I
and that's not
to
a talking point. That's not coming from coming from Fox News. These are people I know, people who've been to my house, people who know my children. They don't want to see any American, including their friend Sensei Russ, with a gun.
No, I'm not there. I mean,
Not there, but I'm talking about there's millions of people who are, bro, and I'm telling you.
Those people
it's
need
real.
To be aware of the Constitution.
Well, those are the people right now who are controlling the conversation and why I'm saying it's no good. That's why I'm saying people are scared. Well, that's why I'm saying Democrats sell more guns than Republicans do. Because they go around talking, ban this, ban that.
The NRA says Obama's going to take your guns.
Obama's gone.
But that's what that thing.
Obama's gone.
I understand.
He's a memory. He's over.
I understand that. But for,
I know,
what's
he was there for 8 years.
What's the excuse now? What's the excuse now? Getting a liberal at a rally. You know what is getting a liberal at a rally or a millennial at a rally and saying, how do you feel about guns? Oh, I think they should be banned. Boom, gun sales up 5%. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And it's happening. Close friends of mine tell me, who are liberals, I wish nobody in this country owned a gun.
But wishing something and saying something should happen are two different things.
But it's
wish I had $10 million for just being crazy.
Okay, you're saying the NRA, their part of the narrative isn't productive. Well, that side of the narrative is not either.
I agree.
And it's out there, and it's not partisan politics. It's out there, man. There are people who want guns. I had a college professor of mine sitting on the Capitol of the state building in Albany tell me one time, I can't wait for the day when nobody in New York State owns a gun.
Well,
this is an educated man.
That day's not going to come.
I know it's not going to come, and if it does, like I said, it's going to be a bunch of crunchies knocking on people's doors who are armed. It's not going to work.
Well, listen, there's nuts on both sides, but I'm not worried about the ones with granola.
Well, granola gives you gas, man.
This says that under federal law, federally licensed gun dealers, importers, and manufacturers must run background checks for sales to an unlicensed buyer. Specifically, a potential purchaser must show identification, complete a federal document known as Form 4473, and pass a national instant criminal background check system check.
Every state.
That's criminal background, but that goes back to your HIPAA laws. There's none of that on that.
Right now, well, don't change the subject. To my point, you cannot buy a gun in the United States without that background check. So we have a universal background check system. That's just something the media says doesn't exist.
This does exempt private sellers.
Private sellers have to work through an FFL, which means you have to go to a shop, mm-hmm. and they do it there.
Well, they say unlicensed private sellers are exempted from having to complete the background check process.
Most of the time.
Well, that's a loophole.
Well, no, it's not a loophole. 99% of the time, you know what that is? Somebody was left a gun in an estate. Grandpa died, he had an old gun, and you're going to inherit it. That's what that is.
But it says,
and they, even now in New York, like when I die, my AR can't go to my children.
Really?
Nor should it.
How messed up is that?
Nor should it. You should get
Why not? I want to leave my guns to my kids.
Well, because we don't. Because if your kids are nuts, I'm not saying they are, but if your kids are nuts,
well,
we don't
I would put it in the will. Who gets it?
But that's you.
You know.
You also don't leave your guns lying around.
Hold
for
on.
Your
the
nuts.
Point is. The point is now we're talking about getting rid of the stereotype and the mass media bullshit because you're alternative media. You cannot buy a gun in the United States without an insta check. And
well,
I was at a show. No.
Well, it says that,
in the exception,
but it says
no,
that
you
have to go to a licensed seller.
Yes, you have to go to an it's called an FFL. So even if it's done privately.
Online?
I didn't get up to that.
Ah.
These are thick.
You have to go. It's called an FFL. So I'm right. I'm right. I know. Believe me, I know I'm right. I've been doing this 30 years. Yeah, you have to go. It's called an FFL. They're the ones who do the background check for you. You give them $15, and they do the Insta check. If you get flagged, you now have to wait 72 hours. So either two things happen. You get a phone call from your respective state saying, do not give that person a gun, or nothing happens.
But we know with these background checks.
Now, the HIPAA laws for crazy people.
You can't stop somebody from getting a gun if they're on the no-fly list.
Yes.
If they're on the terror watch list, you could still get a gun. These are loopholes that need to be closed.
No, I'm talking about regular, your norm.
But I'm talking about.
You can't buy a gun. Everybody said you can't buy a gun in the United States without a. That's bullshit.
Wait,
you need a background check.
I said close loopholes.
This here says.
The loophole is this.
Hold on. Let her speak.
A research paper published last year in the Annals of Internal Medicine found that of 70% of gun transfers studied that were purchases, as opposed to gifts or inheritances, as you're talking about, 53% were purchased from stores and 17% were purchased from family, friends, online, or gun shows.
That's a big number.
Those percentages have increased over time. In the past 2 years, 64% were purchased at stores. In other words, it's certainly possible to purchase a gun without an ID in many states, but in reality, a large majority of purchases are done with IDs and background checks.
Correct.
So they're saying that
now, even though it
transfer, is possible.
It's illegal.
Clothing?
Here's the thing.
No, it's not illegal.
It means you broke the law. If I gave my gun to a cousin.
Right.
That's
a illegal.
Crime.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to go to an FFL.
I'm
pay
sorry,
the $15 bucks.
FFL?
Federal firearms licensor.
Thank you.
Sorry. Guy who sells guns. I'm playing friggin' English.
Yeah, there you go.
So I got to go to a guy who sells guns, give him $15 to transfer. And that's a dangerous game, and here's why. Every gun has a serial number. So what I bought, every gun I ever bought has a serial number.
Trace back to you.
Exactly. My gun, I have a shotgun. I recently let my 12-year-old fire. I bought, my goodness, in the early 90s. Well, you know what? My SOCH, my name, and my address at the time, which is easy to track, is tied to that weapon serial number.
Yes.
So that's a dangerous game. Is it a loophole? Well, how do you stop that? That's like saying, hey, if I have a bag of weed and I split it with you, okay, I got medical marijuana license. Okay?
Right. How are you going to keep it from giving
exactly.
me some?
You're going to tell me that's not happening?
Oh, of course it is.
Thank you. Different situation. Same.
Yeah,
you get the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't regulate shit like that. But those people are still criminal, and you're a criminal for taking my medical weed.
Right.
Because you don't have a prescription.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
The biggest loophole where I think David and I are connecting with is HIPAA laws. And here's a problem both sides of the aisle. Democrats and most Republicans don't want to do it. But listen, if you're undergoing serious psychiatric care, even with the terrorist no-fly, as long as there's a checks and balance system where I don't want it to be like, hey, he goes to a mosque, he can't own a gun. That's not the America I want
to
live in.
Just because you go to a mosque doesn't mean you're going to watch
them. How far are you willing to go?
But I would say if you're suffering from PTSD, you shouldn't get it, because we see a lot of people.
Here's the problem with that. You get a lot of veterans who come back with it, and they actually, I know veterans who have PTSD. They enjoy going to the range and busting
off rounds.
I know,
but there's also a lot of them who wind up killing themselves.
Yeah. Or the American Sniper. Watch that movie. What a sad movie.
Right. But again, we've had a police officer on here who kind of agrees with us.
Yes.
Guns are, don't jump on me for this. Just give me a break here. You can't make cars death-proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not designed to kill.
Wait, hold on. Really? A 2,000-pound projectile at 65 miles
an
hour?
Their sole purpose is not to kill. That's not why they were created.
My AR-15 is for target shooting or killing zombies. It's safe to say the latter is never going to happen.
Your AR-15 can kill people because that's the intention.
But
zombies are not a thing.
That's not what I do. Okay, David, I get what you get. What I'm saying is,
and I'm not
you can't make the world foolproof, is what I'm saying.
Well, there's too many fools getting guns.
I know. Well, that's unfortunate. And the point you brought out is this, and I had an idea too. The age to buy a firearm is 18. Okay, without causing a pissing match, 21, 25, 30, whatever. If a kid's suspended, if a kid's expelled from school, mm-hmm. and you and I could both agree on this. To get expelled from a public school these days, mm-hmm. you have to be exhibiting some outlandish. Can I say the F word?
You can say whatever you want.
I can say that. All right, we're not syndicated yet.
No,
you got to be really fucked up to get kicked out of a school these days.
Yeah,
actually, I'm going to disagree.
Why? What? Yeah, you do.
No, I'm going
to
disagree.
To get kicked out.
Actually, it's actually something I was going to bring up.
Okay. Well, actually,
you know what? Maybe you're right, because I was thinking suspended.
Really? No, not suspended. No. You're so right. You could be suspended for bullying. You could be suspended
for what
What you're wearing.
Yeah, okay.
For, you know, potty talk, whatever. You could be suspended for flipping off a teacher, whatever. I'm talking about getting kicked out of a public school in New York.
Yeah, you're sure you're doing something pretty bad.
You got to be some really fucked up behavior. I mean, this is worse than, like, when I'm talking just streaking down the hallway.
No,
you've done some outlandish
shit.
Yeah. You're killing pigs and lighting fires and... Pip, that was, wow, scary but cool at the same time.
So, yeah. Pip heard that.
Nice.
Every date.
So now here's the thing. If a kid gets expelled from school, put him on a list. I don't want him having a gun.
But for the rest of their life?
That would be... Again, there has to be a system of checks and balances.
I think they're a little too young. It's a right. Look
do
at
you
me
know,
arguing the other side.
Do you know if I you know. Get a DWI?
What?
If you get a DWI... You can't have a handgun in New York State. The judge won't give it to you. Why? You've already shown a level of irresponsibility.
I don't think that's fair either.
You can't... That's the way it is in Orange County right now. And it happened. It happened to a friend of mine.
I don't think it's right.
He had a DWI...
Constitutional law.
Not a rifle. A handgun. He went for his handgun license.
No, I understand, but...
And the judge turned him down because he had a DWI from the 90s.
I think that's wrong.
I don't feel that's
she
right
only
either.
Gave him the gun for the range, but he couldn't carry it with it.
I don't think that's right.
No, because...
I love seeing liberals argue my side. This is so funny.
No, because...
I love it.
Right-handers is liberals. That's right.
Not liberals. I'm just... Well, I'm sorry. Left of center types. I think it's cool.
Right.
So that's what we're dealing with right
now. A gun is your right.
But
Second
to go
Amendment.
Back,
correct.
But
I think
driving is a privilege.
If you get expelled from school or you're batshit crazy, right has to be limited.
To go back to my point, though, you're going to see more laws like Orange County if the right doesn't do something, because more millennials are going to vote for shit like that, and you're going to be upset by it.
It's there now, unfortunately, but...
I don't think that's the majority. I think it's a little much. I think it's a little bit of overreach.
I think there needs to be... First of all, a checks and balances where, okay, let's say so-and-so started attending services at a radical mosque for a few weeks. He was in town visiting his in-laws, and he was put on a terror watch list.
It's a little much.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
He goes to buy a handgun. He can't get one. There's got to be a system of saying, hey, you know, if I provide you with this information, am I off the list? The no-fly list. There has to be a system of checks. If you called a cousin in Pakistan who's affiliated with ISIS and you don't know he's working for him, why should you be on a terror watch list?
Sure.
Right. If you're expelled...
What you're saying is you should be able to prove that it doesn't fit you. With the category they put you
I'm
in
so,
doesn't
if,
fit you.
If a child...
You should be able to get back out. Yeah.
If a child, especially a high school senior who can buy a gun, gets expelled from school, they should go on a list. You cannot buy a firearm. Because just to get expelled from school these days means you demonstrate a level of personal irresponsibility.
But you're a kid and hormones are raging.
Yes, and that's fine. Why arm it? Why arm it?
And
why am I the NRA member here and you guys are shooting this shit down? you have a kid who's obviously going through some challenges.
I don't think they should start for life
for it. No, not life. Well, there's a system of checks and balances. Well, all right. Maybe in a couple years, he gets a job, enrolls in college, gets his shit together, fine.
Well, I don't think getting
but
a
if
job
somebody
or going to college makes
is
insane.
not suspended from school,
I did those
expelled,
things.
You have been kicked out of a public school, you have demonstrated dangerous and irresponsible behavior, why arm that child?
Well, I
don't want him armed, and I'm the gun-toting nut in the room.
I'm fine with that, as long as they have a way to prove that they got their shit together.
Absolutely, that's why I'm saying
I'm fine with that.
Even with the no-fly list, I'm fine with a no-fly list, but there has to be like, hey, that's my cousin in Pakistan, not me.
That's fine.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Whenever you have those sort of things, like for example, when you have, you know, I trust me, kid diddlers are not my favorite people. Number one.
Second favorite.
Okay.
Wynwood fans, number one.
number two.
Wynwood fans. Wow.
Cat lovers, number three.
The,
surprisingly,
the two do not
kid diddlers.
Holy moly, that was
However,
just said.
But I'm saying that if you were in a park and you had to go to the bathroom and you're peeing behind a tree and by accident a kid sees you, you
exactly.
Shouldn't be marked down for life.
You shouldn't have to be on a sex offender list for the rest of
your life. You shouldn't be on the sex offender list for the rest of your life.
There's always,
you're peeing on a tree.
There's always got to be checks and balances.
Right.
Somebody has to stick up for
all
the trees.
All I'm suggesting, you guys want, and this is, you know, I'm
Who's you guys?
You guys were talking about solutions, real, not partisan media bullshit. I think that's a real solution where if a kid's expelled from school,
yeah, but can't purchase a firearm. The NRA would never have that because a young gun owner is a gun owner for life. And there's a lot
of money.
You know
what? That young owner right now at this point in time in his life isn't equipped to have a firearm.
I understand that, but you're trying to apply common sense. You're trying to apply
common sense. We need more of it.
Yeah, right, but you got to remember the group that you're a member of has Ted Nugent on the board, and he does not use common sense.
Actually, I was going to take a picture for you, but it went around the room too quick. At the gun show I was at, they auction off items. Not just guns. It could be like plaques and paintings.
Sure.
They had a six-string guitar. And my wife looked at me like, don't you dare bid on it, because I play guitar already. They had a six-string guitar. The body was carved like an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And Ted Nugent's signature was
on it.
That's cool. And it even had the extended, like, 30-round magazine. And the bidding started off at $400, and I almost wanted to bid because it had humbucker pickups, which, if you don't know anything about instruments, good pickups.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, my God, how cool. And Susan's looking at me. So the bidding got up. I was like, all right.
What'd it go up to?
It sold for $1,200. So
that's
anyway,
actually a pretty good. Yeah, I mean,
with humbucker pickups. No, it was a very well made guitar. It was Ashwood.
I mean, if you're into Nugent and the NRA, yeah,
yes,
that's a cool thing.
But
I mean, I don't want it. I don't even want my damn Yankee CDs.
I'd like to buy it to burn it.
And it's funny because I even mentioned Davin. And I had Susan laugh. I was
as
like,
well,
if Davin
should,
was here
I
right
be
now,
mentioned every
he time. Would piss his pants. And she goes, yeah, probably. Yeah, Susan tries to be like, yeah, no, like, what the fuck are you people doing? It was an AR-15 guitar signed by Ted Nugent.
No, you guys are wrong. You got
I brought up your name. I get that.
Like,
I wish Davin can see some shit like this. She goes, yeah,
no,
probably.
No. From the capitalist perspective or the fan perspective, I get it. I think it's actually a cool piece. That being said, and I would, like, if you owned it, I would roll my eyes, but whatever. But I could understand why you would.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't think badly of you because you did, because if you were a fan of his music or the guitar or whatever, the NRA.
No,
but I think Ted Nugent's a human piece of shit.
Why?
When you talk about having...
I have issues with him as well, but why?
When you talk about having the president or the secretary of state like drawn and quartered and killed, I got a problem. And it's the same thing when the left does it, if they talk that way about Trump. It's a little much.
But here's the thing about Nugent, though. My problem, he's eccentric. He has no filter. He has no filter at all.
He's a coward.
Why would you say a coward?
I'm gonna say why, and then we're gonna take a break. And we talked about this on the show.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I'm gonna tell you.
I have challenges with him too.
I'm gonna tell you why he's a coward. When he says all the outrageous shit he says, he says freedom of speech.
Yes.
And I go, yeah, I can't stand this motherfucker. Freedom of speech. I'm down with it, and people have the right to boycott it.
Yeah.
I'm down with that too. I'm on the page with Ted Nugent, even though I can't stand him.
All right.
When Kathy Griffin did her little stunt, he's out there saying what a horrible person she is, and she shouldn't have done that, bop, bop, bop. He's a coward. What he should have done is, if he really believes in freedom of speech, he goes, listen, I don't agree with what she said.
As an artist, you're also judging him as an artist.
No,
I think.
I'm judging him by somebody who's behind the First Amendment. Second Amendment's important to you, so the First Amendment should be too. You might not like
that. Understood.
That's why I say he's a coward.
Okay, I'm just curious. Yep.
So you'll accept that?
I accept your rationale, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then let's take a break on agreement. Wow.
That was fun. Thank you.
A whole hour on guns, just the way I drew it up.
Sensei's back.
That was light. let's see. On the break, we got new music from The Cut with Hollywood Rock and Roll. I really dig this. It's a cool rock tune.
Cool.
I dig this. And we have Ella Jinx with Late Bloomer. And you can learn more about both them at Deuce Music.